Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Well, this, I don't know if this is going to be first or second, but this is going to be a medal.
89 and a half miles per hour. Path to the finish. Second place. She does guarantee herself a medal. With that run.
You're in second now. Congratulations.
Mom Gail right in the middle waving the flag as Aaron and Alana Myers have clinched a medal.
Yes, they did.
Awesome.
Yay!
There she is.
Congratulations.
Bronze medalist.
Thank you.
Alana!
Thank you.
Good job.
Unbelievable. This in some ways to you must feel like surreal.
It's very surreal right now. You know, I've been up since 4 yesterday morning, and just all the things that are happening so fast, I'm just amazed. It's been a great ride so far.
Okay, there's so much to cover with you, I don't even know where to start, okay? So let's start with you being up on top of, you know, getting ready to start the last run. I watched it this morning, and there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Sorry.
It's okay. The driver said something to you right before you guys pushed. What did she say to you?
She says the same thing before every run. She just says, "You ready?" And basically, I shake my head yes at her, and we get ready to go. It's the same thing we've done every race during the season, and we kept a routine. And actually, this race,
so cool.
She was calmer than she's ever been, and we actually smiled at each other every single run.
Really?
That's very cool.
Did you
awesome.
Before you went down? Did you have this like you knew where you were standings wise, right? So did you have this confidence? Like, was it a little different? Like, damn, I think we're really going to do this.
Oh, definitely. I knew going down on the last run, sitting on the line, that as long as we got through the 50-50 curve, we were going to get a medal. It was just what color we were going to get.
Now, is that the curve that the Germans wrecked on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a pretty bad curve.
Yeah. Pretty much every crash at that track is that curve, and that curve is actually named by our American pilot, Steve Holcomb.
Mm-hmm.
50% chance you'll make it out of there.
So Jen asked a really good question earlier this morning. Like, once you cross the finish line, how do you know what your time is, and how do you know where you stand?
There's actually a clock you see going up the outrun, and I didn't see it. My head was down, or I was trying to peek because Aaron started screaming, but I was trying to stay aerodynamic, but trying to peek too, and she started screaming, and I was like, what's happening? So she saw the clock and knew we were in the medals.
Mm-hmm. When you're going down that fast and there's such little time difference between you and the gold medalist, does the run feel faster, even though you're talking about hundredths of a second? Like, can you feel a good run from a bad run?
Oh, definitely. You can feel a good run from a bad run. We feel how a sled gets on curves, and we feel how it gets off curves, and we feel how smooth it is. But sometimes it's tricky because your smoothest runs may not necessarily be your fastest runs. So for a brakeman, we can feel whether the run feels good, but we may not necessarily know whether it's fast.
And your drivers had a pulled hamstring before you actually started running. Did that have any effect, or did you change your game plan before going down on those runs?
You know, I think we both kind of approached it as this is an obstacle being dealt, and we're just going to do the best we can with it and let God take care of the rest.
That's what a great story.
That's awesome. Amazing.
So bring us onto the track then. So your driver starts yelling. You get out. Do you understand at that point where you are in the standings, and do you start hugging her, or what happens at that point for you?
Actually, when she started yelling, I had no idea where we were in the standings. I knew it was a medal. I didn't know what color. But she just started screaming. She was so excited, so I just fed off at it and just started screaming, too. And I was like, oh, wait, I got to get the sled. Oh, wait, we got to wait. No, what's going on? I got to take care of things. Everything's going to get left. But no, we had coaches to take care of stuff.
It's an unbelievable story. So after that, I'm assuming, I think that there was one more sled that comes down, which pushes you to bronze at that point. Then I'm assuming you guys are hugging, everybody's high-fiving with the coaches and all that. Do they immediately take you to a medal ceremony, or does that happen today?
No, it happens today. We have our medal ceremony at 7 o'clock tonight.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That is so great.
Have you had a chance to, like, sort of, I don't know, visualize what it's going to be like for you to stand on that podium tonight?
Oh, I haven't even gotten that far. We've been go ever since. You know, we had media stuff all day or all night, and I just got off the Today Show, and we've just been go nonstop.
How does it feel, though? I mean, because you were not the favored U.S. team to win the medal. And even last night I was telling Bert that I watched it live on NBC, and even the announcers didn't seem to think that, even though you went into it in second place, that you were going to be the team to do it. And so how does it feel today to know that you're getting all the attention and nobody was paying attention to you before this?
It feels awesome. You know, I had confidence in me and Aaron and our ability the whole time going in, and we both believed we can do it, and that's really what it took, and a lot of prayers, a lot of hard work. We knew we could do it. We didn't care what other people said, and we were going to go out there and have fun, and I think that's why we were able to do so well, is we enjoyed the experience.
That's awesome.
We enjoyed the whole experience.
Alana, there was kind of a side story that was rumored the last couple of days, and I want you to tell us if this is accurate or not. What's that number one sledder's name, like Rocock or something like that?
Robach,
okay.
Jonna Robach.
All right, so at some point, I think maybe one of her pushers hurt herself or something, so you had to go in a push-off between another person, and you actually won that competition, but Robach still didn't believe that you won, and she went with the other pusher.
that's kind of a missed story, actually. Basically, what happened is we had a race off for world championships last year, and I won the race off, and then Shauna wanted to go with another brakeman, but the coaches decided to put me in the sled, and we raced world championships together last year and got a silver medal.
Well, let me just apologize to Robach, because last night I was giving her the evil eye as she was going down the hill, because I thought the story was that she had rejected you. So
she didn't. So she doesn't choose you or somebody else? It's the coaches that do that?
No. In the U.S. Federation, it's the coaches. And the girl she wanted to slide with was the girl she had won the silver medal with in 2006. So it's understandable. But the coaches make that decision in the U.S. We're democratic.
I know that you've been so busy after winning, but have you been able to celebrate with friends and family and that kind of thing? Did you call your parents right away or what?
My parents are up here. I saw them very, very briefly for a second. They actually handed us our flags, and our flags is pretty cool. We're flown in from Iraq, from our U.S. military, so that's pretty cool, from McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. So that was pretty exciting. And so I saw him briefly, but that's pretty much it. After that, we were carted away.
You seem so calm, cool, and collected about the whole thing. At any point in this whole process, have you cried?
I couldn't cry. I often joke that I don't have tear ducts, because every time I want to cry, I'm not able to cry. I think I'm just so elated right now. The tears won't come, but they probably will later.
I bet when you're on that podium tonight, you're going to start bawling like a little
baby.
That
might be it. That might be the moment that gets you.
Right. Well, congratulations. Is there anything you want to say to everybody back in Douglasville or any family that you might still have here?
Oh, just, I think I'm supposed to shout out to Dr. Moody and all his clinical staff and everything at the hospital and the doctor's office. And then just thank you for all your support. It's really been encouraging. And everybody there, everybody in Atlanta, and everybody who's following us and praying for us and cheering for us, you guys were all with us at the Hill tonight. So thank you.
It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
So do you get to hang out now for the rest of the Olympics and get your drink on and get your party on, or what happens now?
We're still being carted around as we speak, so hopefully we'll get to the celebration maybe tomorrow after we can get some sleep. I don't know. Just go with the flow. Whatever they tell me to go, I'll go. I don't care.
I bet. Somebody could hit you with a hammer today and you wouldn't even care.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't feel it.
Hey, congratulations. We're really, really happy for you and really proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, Alana. We'll talk to you when you get back, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, she's on cloud nine right there, man.
She's so awesome.
I said to Tracy we should try to get her back on live tomorrow just to get her take on what it's like to be on that podium, you know? Oh,
well, it's going to be the Canadians won gold and silver, so tonight's going to be a huge Canadian celebration. So I think that they'll be a little overshadowed, but it'll be nice to see them stand on that bronze platform.
And they don't do the national anthems for everybody. It's just the winner,
just
right?
The gold.
But she still gets to hang up there with that flag around her shoulders, man.
Absolutely.
So cool.
Yeah, that's amazing, right?
What an honor.
It's Alana Myers from Douglasville. We have video of her run up online at Q100Atlanta.com.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.